The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am Valerie Kirkgaard. I am here. This is Waking Up in America, and oh my gosh, what a week we're having. So many things are happening in the world. You hear all kinds of rumors about this and rumors about that, and how Obama took off and went to India with the warships, and then they were going to bomb Washington, D.C., and something else is going to happen, and something else is going to happen. We don't know all the things that are going to happen. But one of the things we do know is that the world is moving right now, and it's really moving, and it's listening for God, and it's listening for blessings, and it's listening for direction. So that'd be an interesting thing to say, listening for direction. So here we are in our 23rd year now of radio, and we've been having social concern conversations since 1987 now. Somebody's got a cell phone on the line that's cutting in and out. If you could do something about that, sure would be appreciated. Unless it's the extraterrestrials listening in on the show again. It's okay if it's you guys, but see if you can cut down the static, okay? Want to ask me a question while we're on the air? Send me an email at val@wakinguponamerica.com. Once again, that's val@wakinguponamerica.com. Now, here's something that, excuse me, who's this? Do we know who's talking? Hello?
Might be a speakerphone, not a cell phone.
Is somebody on a speakerphone? It's okay. Everybody, relax and listen. I guess it's the transmission, Lindsay. Maybe we need to do a little clearing.
He put a quarter in it, so it works properly.
Listen, I carried the Olympic torch back in 1984, and I'll tell you something. That wasn't always necessarily the easy version either. But once you carry an Olympic torch, or once you pick up a flame, or once you have a vision, and once you really lock into that vision, something very special happens. And that's what's happening here on Waking Up in America today. We're really incredibly honored to have Lindsay Wagner, who first got my attention. Actually, you were walking down an alley towards a parking structure in Santa Monica, and I thought, oh, my God, the bionic woman actually is just real, And then you were headed for Rosie's Nails in the Palisades another time. And then I finally met you through Arion. So our paths had actually crossed three times before I ever spoke with you. But I was always interested because I always considered myself a bionic woman, Lindsay. So because I've had ligament replacement and this and that, and radiokeratotomies and things of that nature, and I'm totally grateful to the surgeons for being here. For me, being a bionic woman, I have certain things that I appreciate that I never would have appreciated so much. And I started to ponder the question of how much Jamie Summer had maybe affected your life, doing that role of her.
Yeah. It's kind of a big subject, but because to me, Jamie Summers wasn't just about the physical. And it was my intention from the very beginning of when I accepted the show, and partially my contract was designed to reflect that I could have some creative control or creative input to it, so that it wasn't just about the physical, so that the show in and of itself, even though we had a mandate of an espionage story in that day, it was the Cold War, and we had our arch enemy, Russia, and all of that kind of craziness was going on, and so the stories would reflect that. We were the good guys, they were the enemy, and so on. And I said, I want this show to be able to reflect the not just women being able to do, come into a man's world and do the same thing men do, but the raising of the feminine in our beingness in general, in our culture, in our collective. And what ways can we squeeze that kind of stuff into these stories?
Right.
For me, that was already my desire, my intention. And so how we tried to mold within our formula that we were given to work, various beats of the story and even certain types of stories that we wrote, which wouldn't otherwise have been written, because it would have all been about the latest bad guy, and it was all about punching him out because I'm stronger and we won again. You know, so if you look at my show versus other action shows without the bionic, the stories are very different.
Right.
The structure of the story. So for me, how she affected my life was she gave me an opportunity to learn how to take story, to express concepts through story, if you will, as well as a huge learning curve about the
well, that question actually came from a... Actually, you were being very kind, bringing me home for some reason. I don't remember why exactly. And I said something to you like, oh, my hill is very steep, right? And I just don't want it to scare you or something like that. And you laughed and you said, don't you realize you're traveling with a bionic woman? And it was like that. So I thought, if we all had that kind of, don't you understand I'm just a bionic woman, or don't you understand that I'm a creature of God, or don't you understand that I just love making music, that if we all lived in that presence, that that's where it all was, wherever that little kernel of that is found. So it's been interesting because you and I have had actually a fairly long career, and since we've known each other, about going through different things. And I was actually struck with the time you got me in for tickets at the Dalai Lama for that week or whatever it was that we spent over there. I don't know if you know this or not, but I ended up meeting a nun. She gave me tickets to eat with the monks. All of this was happening because I just said yes to you, okay? And then when I was leaving, the Dalai Lama's limousine pulled up in front of where I was standing at the street, and he waved at me. That's a pretty good string, you know,
yeah.
Of things happening. And I've had things like that happen with Guru Mai and stuff. We'll have to talk about that at another time. But I know that we're getting messages all the time from all different kinds of people if we're open enough to receive it. And I know that you're an actor who has always used your acting roles to express your inner beliefs, and I've really always appreciated that about you, even to the fact, I don't know if everybody remembers, Lindsay used to be the pitch woman for Ford, and as I recall, Lindsay, you quit because they weren't fast enough putting together their ecological line of cars. Is that correct?
You mean when I left the campaign?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've used your life as a statement, and you've used your talent and your beauty as a way of communicating that message. And what I want all of our listeners to recognize is each of us has a message, and we each have our own gift, and we have our way of doing it. So maybe we should tell them what Diksha is first, at least as far as you're concerned, and then we can give it to them, huh?
I've been, for people who don't know, I've been, for the last 6 years, I've been doing programs, workshops, and retreats based on the studies that I've been doing since I was 19, studying the integration of body, mind, and spirit, regardless of whether you are a religious person, what your religion is, or whether you're a non-religious person, which you're an atheist or whatever. We all have bodies, we all have minds, and we all have spirits, whatever you want to call it. Some people call it their energy system. And we're all connected to this amazing creation here. And so the techniques and the things that I have found the most helpful in my life are that which I teach in and offer to others, for whatever it's worth for them, in my workshops. And it's been really extraordinary and really well received. And one of the techniques comes out of South India. Some of them are very Western and some of them are very Eastern. And this one happens to be coming out of South India. It's called the Oneness Siksha. And oneness is with the implications of being whole and connected inside, as well as being able to experience our connectedness to others and to this whole creation, because so much of the time we feel very separate and alone, even when we're standing in a crowd of people or with our family. And so what is it that's causing that? What kind of a shift do we need to have? Because we're always trying to fix things from the outside. If I can get you to change, I'll feel better.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
So, and it requires, regardless of what kind of change we are looking for inside of us, when we're in an unpleasant state, to move into a positive state and be able to stay there, it requires a biochemical shift in the brain. That is the interconnectedness of the energy field or the spirit and the body. The brain is where it kind of dictates what we feel. So the parietal lobe area, for example, of the brain, when that's calmer, that part of our mind that just won't be quiet.
Yeah.
It just keeps nagging us. Oh,
yeah.
It's the one that says, uh-oh, what if I don't get this job before walking into the interview? It's the one that says, you know, after we had an argument and we worked it out and I understand you and you understand me, we hug, we kiss, everything's happy, we walk away, and you go, yeah, but what if she does it again?
Right.
Blah, 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 and all of a sudden I'm feeling negative again.
And what part of the brain are you saying that is?
I'm saying that part of that is a function of an overactivity in the parietal lobes of the brain. And kind of being overriding some of the frontal. I don't want to get into the exact specific parts of the brain because I don't understand it all myself.
Uh-huh.
But I do know from my personal experience and from what our teacher at the Oneness University outside of Chennai, India, has taught us about this particular process called Diksha, which is a flow of a very beautiful and specific energy that can be done through intention. It can be done by laying one's hands on top of someone's head or just through eye contact or something, but it can also just be done by sitting and allowing the facilitator to just kind of stir that up even stronger in oneself and allow that to flow through to someone that they're focusing on or to a massive group or to all of humanity. Because it's all resonance.
Mm.
And when we're resonating with the concept of oneness, with the idea of oneness, and this particular energy flows through us, we're actually feeding the collective. And you know, as somebody who's very politically active, that a crowd can either be stimulated and gets very strong, filled with the energy of love and compassion, or anger and resentment, and yeah, let's kill them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a phenomenon that goes on all the time. But we forget that that's happening 24/7, even with us as a microcosm of that experience as an individual. And so the oneness blessing is something that helps us to recalibrate the chakras for people who know about the chakra system. It recalibrates the activity level of the chakras, wakes the ones up that are sluggish, opens up those pathways so that the energy, our life force, can flow better through us. And so that affects our health, it affects our well-being, it affects our perspective of everything, which gives us the ability to be clear. Even if you're trying to recreate your country, as I know some of you are, to be able to see it clearly without resentment, without
anger,
is going to bring the most brilliant responses and innovations on how to do this than if they're colored with old pain and resentment and anger about what's happening.
Well, you know, this is absolutely wonderful.
That's what can be shifted with this particular, what's called the Oneness Diksha, or the Oneness Blessing, they call it in the U.S. a lot.
This is just so incredible how this is all working. I feel as though I'm being spoken to by God right now. That's the kind of experience that I'm having, Lindsay, as we were going through this. This Oneness seminar that she's doing is this coming weekend in Los Angeles at the L.A. Hilton, and we'll give you more information on how to get there right now. But it occurred to me that on this program are a number of wonderful projects. I'm very sorry Debbie isn't here right now, but C.W. Wright, who's actually very committed and very happening with what's been going on with the Republic, the Reformation and the re-inhabitation of the Republic, it's very exciting stuff. And he's actually helps out a lot with this program and produces and co-hosts on the Saturday show. And I was wondering if you'd come in and introduce yourself to Lindsay and what she's been talking about, CW, and also let people know about our sponsors that are here today.
Hi, Lindsay. My name's Charles. All my friends call me CW. I have a small confession to make.
Okay.
I am a redheaded stepchild.
And?
And I've enjoyed watching you as I grew up, and I want to thank you for everything you've done. And I'm embarrassed to say I just recently found out your works in this area, and I am extremely impressed. I want to thank you because it's very important that we work on having a quiet mind, and it does open your heart, and it just makes you feel so much better, and so much energy will flow with that combination.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll take a little break and introduce LALifestyle.com, who is one of our major sponsors. They'd like to have you invite you over to visit their website and read the benefits of vitamin D3 this week. That's LALifestyle.com, LALifestyle.com. And Jason Winter's tea. You got your tea going there, Dr. Val?
I finished it already.
You know, they got the herbs that come together that help build a strong immune system. And you can go read about it that at Sir Jason Winter's or JasonWinter'sTea.com, JasonWinter'sTea.com. Jason Winter's Tea is found in most all your health food stores. And then there's EMS Global One, who designs emergency kits for the home and for commercial use. They want to remind everyone to make sure that when you put your emergency kit together, put two others together. Not only just one for the home, but put one in your car and have one for work or at school at the same time. Back to you, Dr. Val.
Oh, thank you very, very, very much. So here we are. This is Dr. Val Kirkgaard. You're listening to Waking Up in America. We're on the air with Lindsay Wagner, good old Lindsay and Jamie Summer, and we've moved into good old God energy. I can feel it coming, and I was thinking very much about the different projects that are happening on this show. And I was thinking, Ken, it might be a really great idea if we did a little historical on what's happening now next week in Utah and how that came together. And then I was thinking maybe we could do the Diksha towards the end of the show after we include Dr. Rutledge and whatever Kelby's doing with mortgages. So I think we can do a little blessing on the whole thing, plus ourselves, plus,
cool.
Dear Debbie, I'm sorry that you're not here, but you're not going to miss out, sweetie, because we're sending you the energy. It's all over the place. Okay.
Did you say blessing?
I did.
And when are you going to do that?
We're going to do the blessing towards the end of the show after the different projects that we're working on have been put out, and then Lindsay and the team and I will just do a whole wonderful blessing over all of that and our listeners. And Ron Hayes, bless your heart too, sweetie. I love all of the emails that you send and stuff, and you hang in there, okay? Because a blessing's coming your way today that's a doozy. So with that, Ken, could you give us, and our listeners, and Lindsay perhaps, an update of where we are with the Republic of the United States.org lowercase u?
Sure, would be happy to. This weekend we have a very unprecedented gathering. Let me give you a little context. When about 2 months ago, President Tim Turner announced to us that the direction that we were going to be going with the Republic was to return the power to the people, not that anything that we've done in establishing the Republic took it away, but the focus in the summer, late summer, had been on the executive national level, and it was determined that we really needed to bring it back to basics. The basic, most fundamental building block of a republic is the sovereign individual. And so documents have been created for the individual to very easily and very simply declare his or her sovereign rights and capacity and to step into what's called the Jural Assembly. The Jural Assembly is the basis of law because the people are the highest authority in law in a republic because the people are sovereign. They're sovereign without subjects, as opposed to a king who has his subjects. So we are the highest authority, so we are the basis of law. So we come together as a Jural Assembly, and these two simple documents facilitate the record-keeping of that process. And then from there, we create a constitutional-based or a county settlement constitution that brings the people together at the county level, and the county becomes the building block of the state republic, which in turn becomes the building block of the nation. So when this was initiated about 2 months ago, the the country was divided into seven regions. So we in California are part of the Southwest region that includes seven states. Of course, it's the Northwest region, the Southeast, Central, et cetera. There are seven regions with seven, and in one case, eight states or state republics. So Utah, the Utah Republic, is part of the Southwest region, invited the Southwest to come to a guest ranch that somebody is making available that we would have a regional meeting. Well, in the meantime, in the last couple of weeks, some very significant things are accelerating. Tim Turner has come on several national calls with the elected representatives saying that there were critical issues that had to be brought to the fore immediately. So our regional meeting in Utah has now turned into a national, in effect, congressional congress. We have people coming from all over the country, some driving, some caravanning, some flying, some taking mule train, whatever they can do to get there. And we, the congressional delegates sent by each republic will be convening formally, taking a vote on very critical issues, and taking our republic to a new level of integration, manifestation, and formation that will launch us into more complete recognition on a global level. So that's what it is.
I'm impressed. I think I'll go. It sounds like a good. I'm planning on going, and it's really funny, Lindsay, because I was born a patriot. I was drawing pictures of presidents and learning Paul Revere's ride when I was in the sixth grade and stuff. It's all good fun.
You know, my grandma. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just for one second, with a cute little story. Forgive me, Grandma, if you're embarrassed. She passed away a long time ago, but
he's smiling.
But
okay.
I know. She was such a patriot, and I, you know, of course, grew up with her, and I grew up in that environment. And I was, she was a member of the American Legion and several of the other organizations. My grandfather, of course, was in the war, and so I was doing that and going to those things with her all the time when I was working. And so I was a part of that whole thing for so long. And we were at a parade once, and she was always instilling that in me. And then she said, one day the colors with the flags were going by, you know, and we always had to stand with our hand over our heart when the flag went by. And she wore these funny underwear things, these baggy bloomer things, and they just dropped to her ankles in this parade, and they were going by, and I looked and I noticed it. I said, Grandma, she said, shush, the colors were going by. She did not pull up her bloomers, so the flags were completely beyond her, and she could take her hand off her heart again. I mean, that's, you know, that was the environment we grew up.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
I hope you forgive me if I don't end up.
Hey, so you
want to
go bunk with us? You want to go to Utah with us and bunk at the First Continental Congress of 2010?
I won't be able to, but I will be you. How you can download to me when you get back.
Oh, listen, this is you know, but it's like I'm listening to people for the call. You know, they're going, I don't know, I'm so tired, or you know, we don't have enough money, or whatever. The deal is, when you really decide you're going to do something and you step into intention and you put blessing with it and you're working in energy, it just all works, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like, put that stuff aside. You just make up your mind you're going and see how things are there, and you'll get there to where you want to go. This is a big choice we have right now. Do we want to follow the slime bags that like to sail around in their gunships and start wars and things like that, or would we rather feel love in our hearts and experience God and do good deeds? Hey, it's up to you. So, Dr. Rutledge, Dr. Rutledge has a project, Lindsay, that it'll break your heart. There's 400 kids dying during the length of time that this show is on every day because of malaria, and that whole conversation why that malaria still exists, because it profits certain groups of people for it to exist, and it profits certain groups of people to have 400 kids a day die. And while Dr. Rutledge is a really fine doctor in other areas, he's going to tell you about $3 billion and counting. And so at any time, feel free to ask him a question or something, you know. So there you go, Rutledge. Dr. Rutledge, tell him about it.
Okay. Well, you know, was I've been practicing here in Los Angeles, preventive nutrition type medicine and anti-aging, and I kept having a lot of patients in 2004 ask me how to prevent West Nile, and you know I wasn't, you know, California was leading the nation at the time, so well, let me check into it. And so the more and more you research insect-borne diseases, you keep running across malaria. And I was baffled by the numbers. 2 or 3 million people are dying every year from malaria still, and over 500 million of them are getting infected every year. And I just thought, how could this be in this day and age? And so the more research I did, the more I was baffled. And DDT kept being a pesticide that was banned back in the 70s was like a centerpiece in this equation. Well, I met with a friend of mine, Art Robinson's one of the most world-renowned biochemical scientists in the country, and he told me that in a sense it was a technological genocide by the withdrawal of technology, and it just baffled me. I couldn't believe it. So he said, "Well, why don't you go to Africa and find out?" Believe me. Well, I did. So I got a few people together. We went to Africa, Indonesia, and interviewed everyone, and it led me back to Washington, D.C., where it all, quote-unquote, went down. And come to find out, I found the 9,312-page document, which will be made public very, very soon, that primarily exonerates DDT. It was the safest. It is the safest pesticide ever known to man, and it has saved more lives, according to the National Academy of Science, than any other substance.
You know, Rutledge, I think he got the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939.
I'm confused.
Yeah, its insecticidal properties did earn the Nobel Peace Prize. It sure did.
Would you say, Lindsay?
I'm confused. I'm not tracking something. I lost somehow. I didn't quite get from A to wherever you are at this point. D. You said a technological what?
Genocide.
Genocide.
Genocide. Oh, I thought you said
uh-huh.
Genocide. Okay, genocide. And you're saying that DD when you got back to Washington.
When I got back to Washington D.C.
Yeah.
I found a 9,312-page document that was the hearing trials. I had been trying to find them, and no one wanted to tell me where they were.
Right. But it's saying
especially
that
the Environmental Protection Agency.
They buried it, actually, Lindsay. They
buried what?
They buried the results of an investigation that went on for absolutely months into DDT. You probably should tell them about, I think.
But, I mean, you're saying that DDT is a good thing?
Yes.
Not a good thing?
It's an excellent
thing. It is a good
thing.
And it's,
yeah, it's a great thing.
I remember hearing how horrible it was.
Exactly. And you were hearing how horrible it was because they wanted to create a certain result, which was dead kids, lots of medicine sold, and manipulation of countries through DDT. Am I correct there, Dr. Rutledge?
So they got rid of DDT as well.
Yes.
That's right.
And we're using what instead?
Well, see, what happened is they banned DDT in 1972 in the United States. Well, they didn't quote-unquote ban it for the rest of the world, but it became a de facto ban because slowly but surely the USAID, USAID, and Western governments, the UK at the time, would say to those African countries, you can use DDT if you want, but if you do, we're going to cut off all your funding.
You know, you should tell them about Ruckelhaus.
So other
yeah, interestingly,
were being used that were then being used in substitution of that?
Oh, yeah. There's many chemicals now that are six times more expensive and much more toxic to humans that are being used right now.
Okay, that's the part I wasn't...
Yeah, and the other part you want to see, Lindsay, is where he actually drinks DDT, okay?
Wow.
Because I have to tell you, the first time
I haven't heard this.
But... The first time I heard about this, I didn't want to let him on the air with it because I didn't believe him. Okay, then I talked to his mommy, okay? And then I looked at some other stuff.
Found that I wasn't crazy.
I found out that he was horribly not crazy, and then I went to the premiere of his film, 3 Billion and Counting, and it was all over for me. You actually get to watch a kid die on screen because these guys are playing, let's reduce the population of the planet, and let's keep medicines going, and let's give them little nets
And let's make sure that they're sick like 3 or 4 or 5 times a year, and that they have to double the number of children they have so that they can have something, you know, a family continue.
How does the DDT and or the lack thereof and the mosquito get together with the most?
Well, that's a great, great question, actually. I've been having a, in fact, I just had it screened at NYU and for 110 science students in evolution. And the professor told me that they loved it, were laughing a lot, and then at the end, they many of them stood up and applauded. And what happens is malaria is a parasite that's in the human bloodstream. The mosquito will bite someone and pick up that parasite and then go and bite someone else and inject a little bit, and so they get the parasite. So that's how the transmission of malaria spread. Now, what DDT does, it doesn't cure malaria once it's, but what it does is it prevents transmission, meaning when you spray the inside of houses or spray it anywhere, it'll either kill the mosquito or, more importantly, it will repel it. So it will keep mosquitoes out of houses for up to a year once it's sprayed once, and it's, you know, a couple bucks to spray a house, and then the whole family is protected for a year from malaria.
And the alternative is
that stuff that you put on your skin when you go camping called DEET.
That's DEET. D E E T.
Is that DDT?
No, that's not DDT.
It's something else. Okay.
Yeah, DEET actually has neurotoxic activities to humans. DDT
that's
is innocuous.
One, right?
You could take a bath in DDT. It would, in fact, if you had body lice, it would help you.
It'd be a good
that's
idea.
That's why it was good for plant, you know, for crops and things.
You're exactly right. It was good for crops and things. It was actually good for the animals and things because insects transmit a lot of diseases. And so when they were using DDT, animal populations were exploding back in the 60s. And, you know, the point is it's the largest, it's the greatest scam that the U.S. government has ever pulled on the world, by convincing the American public that this was a bad substance, and then the rest of the world started buying into that. And so as a result, 50 million or so black, brown, and yellow faces have disappeared from the planet from a fraud.
Hmm.
And so my documentary is to get the truth out, is to so people are empowered and understand and know the knowledge and stop this atrocity. Because these people can contribute to society if they're given a chance.
Yep.
Is there a statistical, what is the word I want? I don't know, evidence maybe, that when DDT was being used, do you see a substantial, just kind of,
gosh, yes. I mean, I can show you.
Substantial raise in malaria cases since they stopped using DDT?
Yeah.
And prior to the invention of it, was it high?
National Geographic, July issue 2007, they show a chart that shows malaria rates in South Africa. Let's say they were having about 10,000 a year when they were using DDT. Well, I forget the year, 98, I think they stopped. It shot up to 60 or 70,000, so a six-fold increase.
And
they
what
thought,
about prior
ooh, wait
to
a minute.
Invention and the use of it?
Huh?
Do they have statistics for prior to the invention of it and the use of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's statistics. Like, you know,
and
the United States
then as well, right? I'm sorry, didn't hear you.
The United States had 6 million cases of malaria prior to DDT coming on the scene.
Wow. And is malaria in this country now?
Not now. We wiped it out from 1946 to 1951. By heavily spraying DDT.
So malaria is not here in the U.S.?
No, only about 15
cases. Now that we're not using DDT?
A year.
But we aren't using DDT, right, anymore?
No.
With all
so once you wipe it out, you pretty much, it's gone. Kind of like polio.
But with all the inner travel and people coming and going, how do you keep it from coming back?
Well, most malaria people aren't running around.
Pardon?
When people get malaria,
they get really sick. It would be like people running all over the planet with pneumonia or something like that. They're just not doing that. They're busy trying to stay alive or being dehydrated or watching somebody in their family die. They're not doing much world traveling.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, there are 1,500 cases annually, average, in the United States, and they are imported from Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia. But when you come to the United States, we have a very good medical system in place. And so, you know, obviously they don't think to look for malaria the first time, crack out of the bat. But if they inquire, have you been on international travel? Yeah, well, I was just in Mozambique. Well, then that will cue off a doctor to say, hey, we better do a blood smear and check for malaria.
So how can they...
And they would treat it quickly. And
they treat it with Oxfam, yes, and it's completely curable.
So how can people find... Your website is 3billionandcounting.org or .com?
.com.
And...
So 3billionandcounting.com.
What you should know... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What you should know about this guy on top of this is that he also has sleepies. And that's at sleepies.com, right?
It says nightcap.com.
Or nightcap.com. I was thinking how easy I slept. Forgive me. Nightcap.com. And that's with a K instead of a C.
Yeah, nightcap.com.
There you go. And that gives you sweet dreams. So we want you all to know that part of what's happening today is that we were totally blessing this project and thanking you, Dr. Rutledge, for your incredible commitment. When you see the film, you'll be I'm going to say that I was surprised, okay? And I was surprised that Dr. Rutledge, at such a young age, and he's in his 30s, okay, had put together a film himself that he arranged most of the funding on, as far as I know, that he did a lot of the editing, the story, the shooting, the whole thing. And when you see it, you'll see that it's compassionate, it's humorous, and it's very professional. You will be very proud to know this man and what he's done. So I want you to know that Spirit is really thinks you're terrific, Dr. Rutledge. And with that, I'm wondering if we have the mortgage. Do we have Mr. Kelby Smith on? You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. So,
well, thank you for having me on your show.
I want blessings on what you're doing, too, okay? So that's why I asked Lindsay if we could do the Deeksha at the end of the show, because we've blessed the Continental Congress. We're blessing the people that are suffering, and it's all an illusion, as you can tell, because all it takes is DDT, and the whole thing within a year will be just a bad memory, okay? So, and I hope to be able to say the same thing about the mortgage situation. Kelby, you're, I guess, our resident mortgage person at this point, and that would be also a kind of gateway into the different powers that be as far as what's happening in the world as far as banks collapsing and things of that nature. Do you have anything you'd like to let us know today?
Yeah, hold on to your buckles. We're supposed to go through the revaluation this weekend per many, many sources, especially top-level bank sources. We've seen in the last weekend, Wells Fargo, I confirmed with a personal friend. I mean, this isn't secondhand information. With a personal friend, they walked in and they had a nationwide shutdown on being able to do withdrawals. So you could only make a deposit on Saturday, and you could not make a withdrawal. It was also confirmed with B of A. So in my best estimates from an IT standpoint, they were doing testing in their systems over the weekend when there'd be minimal amounts of people to be able to respond and or have an issue. But the point is, this next couple of weeks is going to be very, very interesting. It's been stated that there's going to be a revaluation up to 50% of the dollar, and that's going to be a worldwide effect. So I hope to God, I really do, that that information is wrong, but there's way too many people that are speculating for Friday to have that happen.
I'm just wondering, is this happening for the whole world or just for us?
Well, if it happens for us, it's going to affect the whole world. So pertaining to mortgages, as you know, I've been talking about foreclosures for, you know, the last year with you or however long we've been doing the show. I don't even know how long it's been. And I finally am now that I'm no longer a part of the media team with the Republic of the United States, I have an opportunity to move over into the private sector. And I've gone with a couple of companies, one specifically where I know the people that run the company personally, and they use the same tactics that I've been talking with people for the last couple of years on how to save their home. And what he has done is offered a free 1-hour consultation that will allow for people to be able to come in, call, meet, ask questions, find out if it's something that they would want to do, and get free advice for an hour. And just if you want to do it on your own, go for it. And that's what we're there for, because that's what, personally, I've been doing that for 2 years, giving free advice. We have ways to stop sales. We have ways to reverse sales. We have ways to prolong the pain and to completely wipe out the mortgage. Everybody's different. It depends on whether it's a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. It depends on equity. It depends on how far along in the process they are. That's part of the interview. So if somebody is interested in actually doing something for their home, I very highly recommend this one company, and I will be more than happy to refer them that information. They can send you an email, Dr. Val, and say, I'm interested in talking to Kelby about the free mortgage evaluation.
Yeah, just put mortgage in the title bar. Send me a thing, put mortgage in the title bar, and I'll forward it on to Kelby. And seriously, the reason we can do this and offer this to you is because the mortgages that you were given were illegally given anyway. They took your own money and gave it back to you. So they were owed nothing, and that's a whole conversation all of its own.
And I'd like to have that conversation with you, and I'd like to bring some notes on the show and show them to everybody, make them available so they can see how these lenders are paid within 3 days, because it's a fact. That's not an exaggeration. It's not a lie. Those mortgages are paid for.
That's why the escrows are 3 days usually. You know, from the time you sign the papers until you get title, that's because that's the period of time at which the bank is being paid. So that's part of what becoming a member of the Republic of the United States.org, lowercase u, is all about. Anything you want to say on this, Mr. C.W. Wright?
Last night we reported on our very first successful mortgage relief from Remedies from the Republic out of Phoenix. It went very well. And very surprising. They had all the right documents put together that the Republic suggested, and they took it to court, and the court granted their wishes. So there is justice in this world.
Here we are. We've moved out of de facto law, and we've re-inhabited maritime and common law. And those were good systems. They actually required that somebody be damaged. And I'm sorry, no bank has been damaged if you haven't been paying your mortgage, because the bank was paid within 3 days anyway. And here's to you, Leonard Spade, for all the good stuff that you taught me about all of this. And there's things called BK-10s that you can file that request the wedding signature that is available, supposedly, but not anymore. They signed the contracts. They sold them so many times. There was so much derivative selling going on that the original contracts had been lost. Ergo, there is no contract. Okay, Xerox papers, even though the state of California law says it's okay, totally it is not in maritime or common law. And once you go back to what the truth is, and where you go back to where there's damage and where there isn't, hey, and where you go back to how would God work this out with you, then it's very special. So I'm wondering, we've got a few minutes here for CW, for Rutledge, for Lindsay, for Ken, any one of you, if you'd like to say a last line. Ask a question, do whatever you want. Afterwards, after everybody has said something, then we'll go and we'll do the Diksha for all the projects here on the radio and all the projects of our listeners and all the energy that we want to share with everyone. What do you want to say, sir?
Lindsay, in your seminars and your meetings that you have, you practice tapping. Now, first, I was thinking, okay, maybe we're playing the guitar or the violin or something. But then I realized it wasn't that at all, and it's actually a very good thing. And would you explain to the audience what you do there with tapping?
Yeah, in the area of energy psychology. There's a broad spectrum of energy medicine, and there's things that are specifically focused right at the body, but of course in the understanding that we're energy, we are energy, you can't affect the emotions without affecting the body and so on, right? Now, tapping in particular, the different forms of tapping that have been developed over the years, the one that I teach is a very simple form of EFT, emotional freedom technique, but it affects far more than the emotions. That's just the name they've given it. An incarnation of it before that was thought field therapy. So it's utilizing the acupuncture system, and one learns a method of tapping your own acupuncture points while focusing on the charge that you're working on. If it's a
physical pain, do you actually just tap these areas, or do you?
You can
press
tap
them
these
up?
Areas. You don't need needles. You don't need a practitioner once you learn how to do this.
So you tap.
You tap the in a particular algorithm, and you tap the very specific points, and while focusing on that, whether it's a fear, an anxiety, a grief, or ache in my knee, or whatever it is, and it doesn't matter what it comes from.
Give us an example of a tapping spot on a body.
Okay. If you look at the side of your hand where you would hit a piece of wood if you were going to karate chop it and knock it in half.
Okay, I got it.
Yep, that spot right there. In between the knuckle at the base of your pinky finger and and the bone of your wrist, right in the center of that area there, is a tapping point. That's an acupuncture point. There's a point right where the baby's soft spot would be, the crown of the skull.
Right.
That's another point. There's points right in front of, right where the beginning of your eyebrows, right where your hair begins, closest to your bridge of your nose, at the outside of your eyebrow, for example. These are all points that are used in this particular technique. And underneath your eye, I mean, there's about 10 that are kind of basic, and then you can branch out from there and get more elaborate with this system.
You know, it's really interesting.
You also
when you're talking
the nerve spot.
Say again?
The nerve spot?
No, what she's doing actually, CW, is she's releasing electromagnetic charges through tapping. Okay, and those electromagnetic charges can be released through conversation as well. That's where you've always heard the phrase, the truth shall set you free.
Right.
If Lindsay was pushing on tapping on one of those spots and she started to speak the truth on a subject, the charge would automatically disappear. It's because we don't speak up, and it's because we don't take risks, and we don't get into the truth and things of that nature because we have all this field of fears. And what she's talking about is an incredibly effective way because those fears that you think are real, this is the whole thing about illusion that we were talking about, these fears that you think are real are actually frequently illusion. And one of the things that's been circusing around the internet for a couple of years, have you guys seen the thing on the John F. Kennedy was killed by his driver? Have you seen that one?
No. So many people killed that man.
Well, what's really interesting about it is you go, oh, my God, he really did. It really is the truth. Why have they kept it secret all these years, right? So I'm actually having it posted on the website, the two videos. So the first video, you can actually see the driver take the gun in his hand, lean over his left shoulder, and shoot Kennedy. You can see it. It's like clear as day. You can see it. Okay, so this thing's been the grounds of course, the conspiracy theory has been going crazy on it. Okay, here's the rest of what happens. Some other guy took this thing, this whole thing that shows clearly that the driver shot Kennedy, and when you break it down frame by frame, you actually see that it's a visor shadow that's cast in a particular way when the other guy leans forward, and it creates something that looks like a gun going off. And the whole thing is total illusion, and if you look at the two things, you won't believe it. That one frame, you can see the total truth, but it's illusion all except for that one frame, okay? So any electromagnetic charges in our body are part of what create the illusion. When the illusion has been tapped out or breathed out or talked out or whatever, blessed out, then what happens is the person or the entity has the capacity to see. So that's what this whole thing is about. That's why this whole program is happening today, so that what Lindsay's doing and what the Reiki masters are doing and all the other blessed people that listen to this
program are doing is we're actually focusing on this point today, and we're blessing the Congress. We're blessing all the things that were happening. There were terrible things planned for these particular gatherings, and you're here to know that there's been a blessing cast all over all of these projects, and the projects that we're talking about and looking at will all come to fruition. And before we go into Deeksha, Ken Cousins, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I want to add one more point about the mortgage situation. People need to understand that the so-called mortgage is an attachment to a fictional title. Real title is held by holding the land. And when we speak about the Republic, we speak about coming onto the land into the Republic. So just in brief, I wanted to announce that this last weekend, Riverside County in California formally convened its assembly, passed its constitution. There is probably a three-hour video that will be available soon. We'll let you know where to find it so you'll learn more about it. And one of the key things that is now going to fall into place is that once you remove that fictional title attachment, you will be shown how to bring your land into the Republic so it can never be attacked again the way it has. And by doing that, we preserve our country, our land, and our future for our children.
All right. I'd say that's a pretty good thing for us to put our blessings into. Lindsay?
I think so.
When people come this weekend, they'll actually have the capacity to be able to do what you're doing, right?
Yeah, no, they're not going to be doing the tapping this weekend. My programs, I have my favorite collection of techniques that I share when I do my workshops that I'm solely facilitating. This weekend is a huge gathering of people who will be learning one technique called the Oneness Blessing, and I urge you to go to onenessuniversity.org, and you can learn specifically there about this technique. However, the gathering this weekend is facilitators such as myself who are putting on a big event, at which they'll be sharing it on Friday night for free. Anybody can come and get the introduction and see what it's about and experience the technique. And then as the weekend goes on, if one chooses to do the whole intensive, by the end of the weekend you will have gone through the course and be able to facilitate it, be a certified facilitator at the end of the weekend yourself if you're interested in doing that.
I have a
question. I will be joining only by Skype.
Location for this weekend?
Pardon?
Where is that location for this weekend?
That's at the Hilton Hotel by the airport in Los Angeles.
And do you need to go somewhere to register ahead of time?
You can go to... Val has on the website... Did you put my link on there, Val?
Let me see. I'll check it really quickly.
It's the onenessintensive.com is the website of the intensive itself. And if you put my initials in, if one signs up, please look for the part as you're signing up.
Oh, it's there.
You'll see. Okay. But also it'll ask you if you have any promotional code. And if you put my initials, LW, Lindsay Wagner, LW, as the promotional code, you'll get a $50 reduction on your tuition.
Oh, that's terrific. And it is there on the site. Thank you.
WakingUpInAmerica.com.
Yeah, WakingUpInAmerica.com, and you'll see this like bright red spot and these shining eyes looking at you. And then right down at the bottom underneath the bio is www.bit.ly/oneness Lindsay. So there you go. It's all hooked up for you.
But also to learn about the Deeksha itself, I'd love people to go to onenessuniversity.org. It's a beautiful site, and you'll see the founder, you'll see the temple that's in India, and you'll learn more about the technique itself there.
Maybe we could just bless the entire rest of the month. What do you think?
I give the Deeksha. I hold, you do your blessing the way you do it, and I'll just be sending the Deeksha to anyone who's listening or joining us here today.
Okay, so let's just unify. We have a lot of listeners here, and there's a lot of people that are related to us that are all over the world that know us. There's a lot of people that appreciate the movement that's happening in this country and in this world at this time. And as we gather here and we come together, all the great people in the past that have opened up these channels for us to be receiving energy from Patricia Cota Robles to Jean Houston to Wayne Dyer to Marianne Williamson to Deepak Chopra, maybe some of the ones that you know, and to the lesser known people that have given their hearts and their loves, and so that you can be embraced in this experience of generated love capacity, that you can feel the light passing through you and you can experience going through your fingertips the energies and feel the energy coursing through your body as Lindsay holds the space for this. And when she holds the space, you know it's the bionic woman holding the space. We've got a bunch of other superheroes that are standing around, people that have declared themselves as willing to have fun and do what it takes and have a twinkle in their eye and bring love and compassion to America, because the horror has been canceled. We've officially gotten notification during this program that all horror programs that had been planned have been canceled, and we can feel the energy just flowing out over the land and being received in the trees, and you can hear it in the song of the birds. It's a new world, and we're deeply thankful, deeply, deeply thankful. CW, would you like to add to this?
Well, I'd just like to thank our Father for allowing us to be his humble servant and allowing us to bind our mind to his mind so we can receive these energies freely and we accept them freely. We want to thank you that nothing can separate us from that position or that provision. And I want to thank our Father that this is a victory.
This is ours. There it is. For all you mothers and fathers out there receiving grace and helping to pass it on, we thank Lindsay Wagner. We thank the people at Voice America, and this show will be replayed this Saturday, actually, in Albuquerque. So we want you to know that Ken Cousins was here. Debbie Ringchop loves you all. Dr. Rutledge is incredible. And, hey, without our sponsors, I don't know what we would do, CW. They make it possible week after week. So thank you so much, you guys, for listening. And just, you don't have to work hard. Just let the light go. Let it spread it around. Just plenty of it. We love you. Until next week.
All of your crazy schemes, love and dreams, and the time you spoke them were almost ordinary people.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.